640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with death and destruction from tornadoes, giant hail, and downpours that pummeled parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. Correspondent Jared Hill has a look at the small city southwest of Des Moines.
Iowa State Police say multiple people were killed and at least a dozen injured.
The Greenfield community has a long road ahead of them, but if their actions today are any indication of what lies ahead, they will emerge stronger and more united than ever.
Storms in Minnesota split trees while heavy rain flooded roads, leaving some cars stranded.
The system moves east today. A bold move in support of a two-state solution in the Middle East. CBS's Matt Piper has the details.
Ireland, Spain, and Norway are recognizing a Palestinian state. Ireland's prime minister says the move was coordinated with the other two, marking a, quote, historic and important day for Ireland and for Palestine. The official recognition by the three nations of an independent Palestinian state will take effect next Tuesday. Israel immediately ordered back its ambassadors from the three countries.
Problems with that new U.S.-built pier off Gaza. The Pentagon says deliveries of food and supplies loaded up on the dock have been stopped after an aid convoy was looted on the way to central Gaza for distribution. In Iran today, the country's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, presided over the largest funeral service for the country's late president and seven others killed in a helicopter crash. Tens of thousands of mourners followed their caskets through the streets, sitting atop President Raisi's a black turban. It marks him as a direct descendant of Islam's prophet Muhammad. Here in the U.S., former President Trump is explaining after his answer to a question from CBS Pittsburgh's political editor, John Delano.
Do you support any restrictions on a person's right to contraception?
Well, we're looking at that, and I'm going to have a policy on that very shortly. And I think it's something that you'll find interesting.
Later, Mr. Trump posted on social media he would never advocate imposing restrictions on birth control. Yesterday, his campaign took down a video posted to its account that included references to a unified Reich, a term associated with Nazi Germany. Driving an old clunker? Join the crowd.
The average vehicle is now 12.6 years old, a new record. Todd Campo of S&P Global Mobility crunched the numbers.
Pickup trucks' average age is actually over 14 years of age. People keep pickup trucks longer in general than just about any other body style.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
S&P futures down 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report on WAOK is sponsored by Bo Schnitzelbunker. Enjoy lunch every weekday by Pewaukee Lake. Save 30% at our big deal store at waukradio.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A full house for Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers, with nearly perfect attendance for voluntary organized team practices. Matt LaFleur asked, how much credit should be given to Jordan Love for being present despite he has not been offered a new contract yet?
It's everything to us. I think if you look at our attendance here, and you know, we've had almost 100% the entire offseason, which has been the best that we've had since I've been here. And I always think that when you look around the league, when your quarterback's there, just naturally has a way of attracting everybody to come.
Jordan Love says he's working on being a vocal leader.
Talk to guys more, being in guys' ear a little bit more, and just try and focus on being a better leader. Get with these relationships with guys in here. It gets easier.
Baseball, the Brewers came back to win 7-5 last night in Miami. It seemed as if the crew had a lot of leadoff batters get on base.
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams did today, to be honest with you. We had opportunities, and you can't squander those opportunities usually and win.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 today. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. We have more rain and thunderstorms on the way for Friday and Friday nights. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be talking about all the things that are wrong with Justice Samuel Alito and be joined by two reporters from the Journal Sentinel talking housing.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitloh.
Good morning and welcome back at 7:06. Nice to have you along. Live from Chippewa Falls on this Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Coming up later this hour, Ben Dahlman puts the PAL in principle. You know, P-A-L instead of P-L-E. Anyway, our junior reporter, Emery, recently conducted a probing interview with her elementary school principal. And in this week's homeroom segment, we have our own visit with Ben Dahlman as part of our end of school year appreciation for the men and women who keep our schools running smoothly, for the teachers, students, and staff. Also, we'll talk about some shifting of the population numbers and what it means for couple of our Civic Media communities, Eau Claire and Waukesha. Along the way, if you'd like to join us by phone or by text, 855-75-CIVIC. We got a text question during our climate check report about batteries in electric vehicles. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. First, meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here, and it is almost... It's almost under protest that I'm going to bring up Rob from Tigerton after what he did to me yesterday.
Oh, no. We got to have fun with Pat.
Good morning from Tigerton. It's cloudy, light rain, 58 degrees. There were a few trees down south of Tigerton, 1.6 inches of rain. I want to thank the meteorologists and people from Civic Media for their excellent coverage and Brittany for warning us ahead of time. Meteorologists are our heroes in severe weather events.
Aww.
So you get the love, you know, and
yeah,
and I get ancient video brought back. Of,
and while we're at it, I have baby pictures of Pat. All right.
right.
That would have actually been preferable to 18-year-old me, but I digress. Brittany, there obviously were some storm damage reports around the state. At one point, there were nearly 60,000 people without power. I'm looking at the Excel map right now, and apparently it's down to fewer than 10,000. But it was a rough night in many places, as you warned us about 24 hours ago.
No, it sure was. I mean, that came in quick. The clouds got dark. It came in fast. I'm talking
really
winds.
Fast. Yeah.
Yes. I tried to stay out for a little bit of it, but the tornado sirens were blaring here in Wausau. We've had a tornado warning, and actually some people told law enforcement that they saw a tornado on the ground in Unity just west of Wausau. So that was the only actual tornado report from the night. Of course, people are out there looking to see if there's any damage, but damage statewide from trees being uprooted, power poles being knocked down, winds gusted from 70 to 75 miles per hour in Grant, Dane, Wood counties, Waupaca, Marinette as well. And gusts definitely hit 60 miles per hour for a good chunk of the state. So that system is gone and done, but we are dealing with the rising rivers from anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain that fell yesterday. We're going to dry out today. Just a few spotty showers are possible into the Northwoods. The rest of the state is going to be dry, mostly sunny by this afternoon. Just breezy with a southwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And highs today, we're going to climb into those upper 60s to low 70s. So still a little on the cooler side. We will warm up, though, as soon as tomorrow.
As we look ahead toward a holiday weekend where folks are going to want to be out and about and hopefully not getting a couple of inches of rain dumped on them like last night. It was really intense at times.
Yeah, it came in fast.
Unless you lived in southeastern Wisconsin and we just got wind.
Did you just get the wind part of it?
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
The graphic that Brittany sent showed like all this stuff happening all over the state, and then just a little slice of southeastern Wisconsin's like, yeah, it's gonna get windy.
Yeah, I saw on the Weather Channel they had reporters on either side of it, and the folks on the other side of it, like 90 degrees and just windy. Mm. Just that hot wind that's blowing, and somebody else is getting hammered with it, and that was definitely Wisconsin's turn and Iowa and other places as well.
Iowa. Ugh.
Apparently I was looking thirsty enough from Rob. Pat, you are a legend in broadcasting. Rob, I guess the Tigerton reports can stay after all. So, all right, Brittany, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet. On this, what did I say it was? Wednesday?
Wednesday,
May 22nd. And I was going to get to, we didn't get to the National Day calendar in our last segment there. Today is International Day for Biological Diversity. Today is Craft Distillery Day. It's Boss Babe Day, Solitaire Day, Preeclampsia Day for folks who need to take care of their health during pregnancy. It's Vanilla Pudding Day, and it's World Goth Day. I don't know if, Greg, you ever went through a goth phase or any kind of rebellious things like that. But
I mean, I was a metalhead. I'm still a metalhead, but I had really long hair and played guitar. And
I could see that.
Had what my friends called causeless anger.
Causeless anger. Very nice. By the way, whoever developed Boss Babe Day, we're not supposed to really say that anymore.
It sounds like a dude.
My boss
made
is
that
a
up.
Babe. Like, yeah. No. I think that's one of those where, like other people get to say that, you don't get to say that. It's in that kind of a lexicon these days. So let's just say, you know who you are. Have a happy day that way. and Craft Distillery, we've got some in this area. I mean, they have just grown by leaps and bounds,
Yes, they have.
And everybody has their favorites, but at least there's opportunity. It's more small business growth in the area, shall we say.
Agreed.
We had a text question during our climate change segment saying a friend of, this was from the Waukesha area, a friend of mine was bashing the electric car plans because she said they're just burying the used batteries. I'd like to know what is happening to the used batteries. A show on that would be great and some sources of information. Well, we are here for you. As we looked all around the interwebs, the short answer is this. Electric car batteries are really, really expensive.
Yeah.
They have a lot of, shall we say, precious materials in there, and including materials you don't bury, that no landfill wants. And so the short answer is no, they're not buried. Those things are recycled like down to the nubbins. Every bit of that, something that expensive with rare material like that, when an electric car battery dies, yes, somebody is eager to get it and break it down and not to dump it. So I'm not sure where your friend got their information, but that is not a thing. Maybe Elon does that with his Teslas. I don't know.
We could just bury the Teslas.
Could we just bury Elon?
Whoa.
I mean,
whoa.
And any of that would work. You know?
It sounds like his or her friend is. It starts those comments off with, well, you know what they do with those batteries, right? And then continue and then to speak with no authority.
Yes, makes a guess at something. So that friend is always welcome to text us or call us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC, and we'll tell you more. So Greg's in Waukesha. I'm in Chippewa Falls right near Eau Claire.
And there are new population estimates that have come in for the state, and they are written up by the fellow's name is John Johnson, and he is a research fellow? Yes, at the Marquette Law School Lubar Center, where he studies political, demographic, and housing trends in Wisconsin. And this is all can be found in the recombobulation area by our friend and esteemed journalist, award-winning journalist, Dan Schaefer. There we go. See, here's the thing. As they point out, you know, the census is done every 10 years. And so, I mean, it's old news almost as soon as it comes out. It's dated. But the Census Bureau is doing annual population estimates based on, as it says here, carefully collected administrative records, births, deaths, tax returns, etc., to give a look at how the population changes. And the estimates cover a 12-month period, but it goes from July 1st. And so the new data is out for July 1st of 2022 through June 30th of 2023. So we're talking, you know, data that's almost a year old already, but still newer than the 2020 census, which is what we'd be working on. So I would highly recommend going to therecombobulationarea.news, sign up for Dan's newsletter, and you also get to see articles like these. And I'm not going to break down all of the various moves. There are various reasons why the populations of some Wisconsin counties grew and why some shrank. Sometimes it relates to migration, you know, for jobs and opportunities. Sometimes it relates to births and deaths. And so you compare all those things. But the thing that I thought was interesting from a city population standpoint is that if these estimates, you know, are correct, then Eau Claire has actually leapfrogged over Waukesha to take Waukesha's place as the seventh largest city in Wisconsin. You have Milwaukee first, where the population has been shrinking, but not as much in this period as in the past. So you have a population of 578,000 in the last census. Madison's at 275,000. Green Bay at 107,000. Kenosha, Greg, you're at 99,983. Can you just invite a few friends over and hit 100,000?
Yeah, I mean, last time I looked, it was like 91 back in the when I worked in Racine. Okay. And Racine's population is shrinking, unfortunately.
Yeah, Racine, although Racine is still a fifth on the list at just about 78,000. Sixth would be Appleton at 76,000. And then based on these estimates, it looks like Eau Claire has just nudged over 70,000. And Waukesha is right in that 70,000 range. But if you look at the estimates, Eau Claire would have just eked ahead of Waukesha, followed by Oshkosh and Janesville, rounding out your top 10. And so for, you know, myriad reasons, there's why people go, you know, either from cities into suburban areas. The suburban areas of, you know, the Twin Cities, Milwaukee, Madison are, you know, growing rapidly because of jobs and opportunities. But again, for all the details on that, head over to the recombobulationarea.news and learn more as to why Eau Claire is looking in Greg's direction and going neener, neener.
Yeah, I don't mind. I live in Kenosha. We almost have 100,000 people. I'm good.
You're good. You got, yeah. You got plenty of, you got friends. You got neighbors. We'll unpack more of the news. We'll talk about the Brewers in the second of a three-game series in Miami. And then later, our education segment, our homeroom segment, talks about school principals and the value of them in keeping a school running smoothly. All that plus Todd Alba on the way. Live from Lake Wissota, this is Up North News Radio, part of Courier Newsroom, and distributed by the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility.
He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
There was a time I was everything.
Once again, you're hearing Elton John, but the words were written by Bernie Taupin, who has a birthday today. A longtime lyricist during Elton John's real hit-making phase of his early career. Again, you can reach us here at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC. Call us or text us to join the program. And I appreciate our texter ringing us back on the text line about electric car batteries and how they're recycled, not buried. And we appreciate that this person thanked us and said that we'll try to convince her that they're being recycled, which is what I thought, but the information she was getting is contrary to the fact. So I hope we get that information so that we can set those folks straight. This would normally be the time where we get into a few more of some of the state-based political stories. I've got Wisconsin stories to share with you, but it's been a bit of a slow period. How do I know that? Here's one of the state headlines in this morning's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A Taco John's is coming to West Bend. Construction is underway. That's when I knew. I'm like, okay, we're gonna have some national stories today. Nothing against Taco John's. I love the potato Olays. I love the Taco Bravo. Nothing against West Bend, where I worked at WBKV for several years, which is not WBKV anymore. I don't know what it is anymore. So I would have loved to have had a Taco John's there back in the day.
We have one right around the corner. Nothing against Taco John's. You're right. The potato Olays are addictive.
Yep.
And that's probably a good thing I don't go to Taco John's a lot, because they'd just be like, can you make all of your potato Olays and just put them in the back of my car? Please, I have a little tube that just feeds them directly into my eye sockets.
I would get like a little launcher and just launch them one at a time, although dip them in a little cheese sauce first. So
they do a cheese fountain. Messy. That they go, they like,
ooh, the cheese fountain and potato Olays. All right, anyway, that's the big news, is West Bend is getting a Taco John's. There is also this story from Jesse O'Poyne in the Journal Sentinel that says Eric Hovde, on a trip to the Amazon, ate armadillo, swam with piranhas, and found relief from his MS because he got infected by parasites. So
I guess I'm voting for him.
I guess that's what's going to do it here. The full story is that the story is about Hovde going to the Amazon rainforest, and that along the way he contracted two parasites and discovered, as do other folks with multiple sclerosis, discovered that there are some parasites that appear to bring relief from some of the symptoms of this neurological disease. But they don't know nearly enough yet to say, yeah, by the way, if you just, eat these, worm eggs from this thing or another, it will, take care of what ails you. So to the extent that it, continues to spur research, that's great. But as Jesse notes in her story, a study published last year in the International Journal of Molecular Science concluded that, quote, the use of live parasites is not optimal. So there you go. They did notice some favorable changes in patients who ingested the eggs of the whipworm. However, the magnitude of these effects was modest, and there was considerable variation among the responses. So Hovde says, I look back and I go, oh my God, thank God I got two parasites. He got lucky with the two parasites, but that's really what we have for political news to share with you today from the U.S. Senate race, which is why we're moving on to some of the other things that are happening out there. We mentioned earlier, for example, about Donald Trump just making a flat out racist attack on the judge in his case. The quote was something like, just look at him. He hates Trump. Of course he hates Trump. I hate people who talk about themselves in third person, but that's another matter. He hates Trump. Just look at him. Look at him. Without saying he's from Colombia and then grew up in the U.S. But I missed the punchline of that as I was reading through it further afterwards during one of the commercial breaks. There's another judge that's been looking out for Trump all this time, slow walking the national security documents case, and that's Judge Eileen Cannon, born in Colombia as well. So you'd like to think that if there is a hint of conscience left in Judge Cannon, she might have looked at that remark yesterday and said, oh, hell no, and maybe kind of moved this case right along. We'll see if that happens or not. The fake electors case in Arizona is moving along in that there were now arrangements made of the, I think it's 13 defendants in the Arizona case. Now, one of them, Christina Bobb, is the new National Republican Party's senior counsel for election integrity. She has pleaded not guilty in the Arizona fake electors case. And I just want to add, you know, an amen to all those who are saying, what do you think the news cycle would look like today if it was the head of voter mobilization of the Democratic Party who got arraigned for voter fraud? Would you see bigger headlines? You're damn right you would. And instead, you may not have even known about it till you heard about it just here. Former President Trump really stepped in it during a TV appearance yesterday when he said he was, quote, looking at the possibility of restricting access to contraception and that he would have a policy on that very shortly. He made the remarks to a local news reporter from television station KDKA in Pittsburgh and said again he would support the right of individual U.S. states to limit access to birth control. He said, you know, things really have a lot to do with the states, and some states